proceeded to where you are now.
Yeah, well, we ran into each other at the National Football Coaches Convention in Nashville and just started talking, and you know, then we kind of, things kind of progressed from there.
You have, you know, you're going to switch your defensive scheme. I'm not sure how much that really means in terms of who the talent you have on the squad right now, but you had four starting linebackers coming back next year. Have you taken a look at them to see if any of them need to be moved to a different position now that there's only going to be
three? We have. We've had our graduate assistants put together a 10 or 12 play tape on each guy because I wanted to watch and see what they could do, what they can do the best. And, you know, we're still in the process of evaluating that. And that's a very fluid thing right now as far as, you know, positions and roles and things like that. But I've been encouraged by what I've seen. And, you know, our job as coaches, and I'm not really tied to a scheme. I've coached in a lot of different schemes. I'm tied to putting our guys in the best position they can to make plays. And that's something that we're going to continue to evaluate. And kind of a two-headed monster right now of doing that, getting to know our players, and at the same time, the 100-meter sprint to the finish line of recruiting. Yeah.
I guess it's nice knowing you come to a program that has 11 kids on defense that started at least one game last season. Mm-hmm. That's a nice situation to walk, you know.
Yeah, there's some experience there, and like I said, I've been very encouraged of what I've seen, and just getting to know our kids. You know, they're workers, and I know that's something that to me that you can't ever underestimate. I read a book about the difference between high achievers and everybody else, and it's not talent, it's not ability, it's work ethic, and the amount of hours you put into your craft. And I know we're regulated by the NCAA, but these guys are workers, and that's what I've seen so far.
I guess with the proliferation of different offenses, like the spread and all that kind of thing,
yeah,
is it hard to really tie yourself to a 4-3 or a 3-4 or whatever? Is it really going much more the road of being multiple on defense?
I think that's what you got to be. You know, you've got to have enough flexibility and variation in your scheme to be able to adjust to the things that you're going to see every week, because it's not like you're seeing the same offense each. One week it could be a bone, the next week could be the spread, the next week could be the spread option. Then you're going to see a heavy dose of two tight ends and two backs the next week. So there's all kinds of things that, so that as far as that, you've got to have enough flexibility in your scheme, but at the same time have a base to call home so that when times get tough, your kids always got something to go back to, because when they can fix it, then you've got buy-in and you're on the right direction, right track.
I guess how much has your philosophy changed or evolved since you were last at Georgia Tech? Because I think a lot of people can remember, you know, what you were like with Coach O'Leary here, and then kind of the different when you were in the bowl game, and then kind of how things have changed since then.
I think you constantly kind of evolve as a coach, but at the same time, your core values and the principles of football, they haven't changed. But to probably, as far as how it's changed, the core philosophy probably hasn't. It's about putting kids in the right spots, and it's not how much defense you have, but it's how much defense your players can execute, and that's what's important.
You mentioned, you know, being multiple, but ultimately having a home or a base. Is that for you a 4-3? Is that still the case for you?
That's what it's been. But that's something that, you know, that we're still, as I'm evaluating our personnel. But yeah, that's certainly going to be in our package. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I imagine, like Rod was saying, I mean, I guess if you have four good linebackers, you're going to find a way to get them on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Our job as coaches is to get the best group on the field, and whoever that is, however it is, whatever the position is right now, they're just X's.
Right.
They're not E's or T's or LB's. They're all just X's right now. And but like I said, I'm very encouraged by what I've seen so far on tape.
Do you have any particular position groupings in mind and some stuff ready for the kids? Or
when you say what?
Like, do you have stuff formulated and ready to go? Or are you
absolutely we do. Okay. But what I'm saying is it's still kind of a work in process right now as far as evaluating our own players, mm-hmm. to put them you know, exactly where we're going to start them out for the off season of the spring, you know, but that's something that's going to be very fluid as we move forward and we see them practice and do all the things that we get to see them do.
How much were you following what was going on here when you were at other places in terms of?
Well, it's home. It's my alma mater. I always follow it, but at the same time, as a coach, you guys know how it is. You get just immersed in what you're doing, and because we all had plenty on our plates and enough to say grace over when wherever I was, you know. But it's, you always follow home, and that's what I did. Yeah.
Was it in the back of your mind that at some point I'd love to get back to Tech, or how did you know? What was your?
Yeah, like I said, I've always tried to just think about where I am and doing the best job I can where I am, but you know, I love this school and this institution, and my best friends in the world, some of my best friends in the world graduated from this place. So I'm very excited about the opportunity and very thankful.
Is this the only place you would have left in the state for at that time?
Hypothetically, yeah.
Was that a hard decision? I mean, was it the sort of thing where you realize there's an opening and...
Yeah. Here's, I worked with, you know, you guys know Billy O'Brien. Right, it was our third time we'd worked together in all kinds of different roles. The first time we were here, he was the offensive coordinator and I was the defensive coordinator. Then when I became the head coach at Duke, he was the offensive coordinator and he was the head coach and I was the defensive coordinator. So that relationship, it was fantastic. But it was just an opportunity that I just couldn't say no to.
In the past, years ago, you recruited for Georgia Tech, and of course at Duke, you recruited in the same areas in the same conference. You've had a chance now the last couple of weeks to be on the road. What are you seeing any differences in the way that the school is perceived, or?
No, I mean we've got a good reputation out there among high schools, and we should, because it's well earned, and we've been well received, and continue to be. I expect us to continue to be. But you know, the quality of the high school football and the combination of this area, where there's so many good programs, and at the same time, you know, kids that also have the academics to be successful here.
How much of, I guess, you guys had, when you were playing here, had a very distinct identity on defense, and how much of that are you going to try and instill?
I almost can't remember back that far. That's been a while. I think that everybody has to have an identity. You know, you have to know who you are, and at the same time, but within the team concept. So, you know, to do any of that stuff, I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to, you know, figure out who our guys are.
You've been on the recruiting trail a while now. How do you find recruiting in the ACC versus the SEC and Big Ten?
It's recruiting is competitive wherever you go. With the scrutiny and all the information that's out there, there are no secrets in recruiting anymore. Heck, when I signed at Georgia Tech, I didn't know how many kids were signing. I didn't know how many linebackers. You just read it in the paper on signing day. And now with all the scrutiny and the information's out there. But you know what? That's a good thing, because college football is so important in this part of the country, and you want to be at a place where it is important, because it's important to how I feed my family.
Yeah.
Were you meeting mostly with kids in 14, or did you actually try to like get in touch with the kids that have already?
Well, I can't meet kids in 14. That would be a violation. Yeah, so let me be clear and loud on that. Both, you know, some of the top players next year, and also the kids that we were involved with in this cycle.
How much was your family situation with your boys a factor in coming back here?
It was a factor. I want to raise my sons in Georgia, and you know, have the opportunity to go to high school here, and you know, if fortunate enough to do things there, to be able to do it in this environment, in this part of the country.
Imagine working with Coach Johnson's offense. It can chew clock, average 30 points a game. I mean, that has to be something that is exciting for you as a defensive coach.
Oh yeah, sure it is. It's very exciting. You know, that's a stat that, you know, you hear a lot of other guys say that it's not that important. Well, you know, when we got the ball, they don't have it, and that's still that's still important. And the field position is still a game of field position, but to be defensively on this side of it, it's a wonderful thing, because I've been on the other side of it too, where it was get a Coke to go, Gatorade to go. Yeah, so.
Do you have any immediate particular goals for the defense, like turnover margin or, you know, something for next year?
We're still, after we figure out, you know, exactly who we are and what we got, but there's things that relate to winning that don't change from year to year, but you know, we're still, like I said, I'm still trying to get to know our guys.
Mm-hmm. To the end about defenses were to Gatorade to go, what were your reasons for leaving Auburn and going to UCF?
It was time. I had a good 3 years there. We won 30 games in 3 years, won a national championship, but it was time.
You're going to shoot.
And also, you know, to get back with George,
right.
You know, that was a big part of it as well.
And then I imagine the Penn State job, like you say, it's an opportunity to coach with a friend of yours and at a historic
school. Yeah, and you know what? This year was a special year, and that it was one of the most fun years that I've had in coaching in my whole career, because we were with guys that wanted to be there, that liked to work, liked to practice, liked to play, liked each other. And with all the things that all the adversity that we've gone through, it was a very rewarding year. And you know, even though I was only there a year, the relationships that I made during the time I was there with those players and those coaches will last a lifetime.
What's it been like for you and your family to, you know, County UCF for briefly, that's, you know, Auburn, UCF, Penn State, and Tech in a matter of like a couple of years? How's that?
Minnesota was a one-year stop, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. what's it been like? It's been good for me, good for us, because, you know, I've been a lot of great places and met a lot of great people, and been part of some really some neat things in college football. This past year at Penn State, a national championship. All, and, you know, I think that it's good to come back home now.
Yeah.
As far as recruiting goes, you've been to a few different places in the States, Florida, recruiting Ohio, and here at Penn State. Now back in Georgia, where would you say, talent-wise, the state of Georgia compares on a national scale?
Georgia's always going to be at the very top. The coaching here is so good. Football is important in this part of the country, and it's always going to be right at the top.
Can you talk a little bit about the defensive assistants and keeping Coach Speed, Coach McCollum, and adding Coach Pelton to the mix, and kind of how?
Yeah. I'd known Andy a little bit and had met Joe once or twice, but been very impressed with both of them. The way they work, and they've, you know, buying into what we're doing, and been very impressed. And at the same time, Mike Pelton, had worked with him, so I know exactly what we got in Mike Pelton. And you know, he's hit the ground running and hadn't missed a beat, as both as a coach and a recruiter. And you know, it's just I think it, of course, it's the start of this thing, but I'm looking forward to being part of the staff too.
You're sharing the secondary with Coach Speed. Are you going to coach a specific position like cornerbacks or safeties, or are you just going to, you know,
we're still
work as a group?
Yeah, we're still discussing that. So that's where we are with that.
Have you had a moment where it kind of sunk into you that you were back at the school where you went to, you know, you put you into school and coach?
You know, like a specific moment, but just overall, like, yeah, because there's a certain level of comfort, and also having some sweat equity here.
Right.
It's personal.
Yeah.
So, I have a lot of pride in this place, and I was, you know, fortunate enough to go through here with a lot of wonderful people, and I'm just, like I said, I'm excited about the opportunity, and also understand the responsibility.
There's I've seen a lot of aggression in your past teams. I was watching some tape before I came over here, and that's been a problem for this team at times.
You didn't have anything better to do than watch old tape? Golly, certainly you had something better to do than that. Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to stay on the attack with all the different things that the offense, the ways that offenses are attacking defenses now. There is no more sit back, and you got to go force teams to get off you know, behind the chains on first down, and you have to pressure to do that, then you have to pressure to do that because you can't get 4 yards and 5 yards to death because that kills the morale. That hurts the morale of your football team, too. That's demoralizing.
I imagine Coach Johnson's a pretty aggressive coach. That probably fits well with what you have in mind defensively.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the everything has to mesh off each other. And certainly that's – he coaches to win, and we play to win as well.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Nice seeing you guys, huh?
Very good meeting.
Yeah, man.